Good morning, you're welcome back to today's episode of Open Heavens on the Go. Open Heavens is a guide to a close fellowship with God. And Open Heavens is written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. Today's topic is Ask for His Help. Ask for His Help. Our memorize is taken from the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, I read, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Our reading it today is taken from the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. I read from here, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, Because I bear him in sorrow. 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested." A Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Joshua chapter 14 to 17. Joshua chapter 14 to chapter 17. And our hymn is When We Walk With the Lord. Back to today's devotional. Ask for His Help. Yesterday, I discussed failure as the first possible outcome in the battle of life. I also noted that this possibility becomes an assurance when God is fighting against the fellow. The second possible outcome in the battle of life is that it is possible to win, but with numerous struggles. When God promises to go with you in your endeavors, success is assured, but you may need to fight. For example, in Exodus chapter 3, verse 10 to 12, God told Moses to go to Egypt and set the children of Israel free from bondage. This assignment scared Moses, but God promised to be with him. Moses obeyed God and appeared before Pharaoh, demanding the freedom of the Israelites, but the latter refused to let them go. Moses persisted in his demand, and Pharaoh continued to resist until he eventually submitted to the mighty power of the Almighty God. When the Lord is with you, no matter what the enemy says or does, you will win. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 1 to 51, everyone in the camp of Israel was afraid of Goliath, and for 40 days and nights he terrorized the nation. When David went to the king to seek his permission to fight the giant, the king looked at him and asked in disbelief if he was really capable of doing so. David recounted the things that God had done through him, and when Saul heard them, he said, "Go, and the Lord be with you." The Lord went with David, and he was victorious over Goliath. Beloved, when the Lord is with you, the possibility of failing in the battle of life vanishes. Child of God, don't consider anything in your life as an accident. Before your birth, God carefully arranged everything about your life. And when He is with you in life's battles, you will undoubtedly win. In today's Bible reading, Jabez asked God to help him succeed in life. God answered him and put an end to his struggles. You don't have to keep struggling to succeed when you can call on the Lord to give you victory. Although Jacob had been blessed by his father, he struggled until he surrendered everything to God. Jacob held on to God until he blessed him. Genesis chapter 32, verse 24 to 32. Beloved, stop trying to succeed by yourself. Surrender your plans to God and ask Him to help you like Jabez did, and He will give you good success. Key point: those who surrender their plans to the Lord and seek His help won't struggle to succeed. Thank you so much for joining today's episode of Open Heavens on the Go. This segment of our show is brought to you by The Praise Palace, the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Northampton, United Kingdom. Do have a wonderful, wonderful day. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly dries it away. Not a doubt nor a to draw.